In brief, quiet weather for the week to come. Thursday update. The last storm underperformed on my forecast. Longmont received about 1.5 inches of snow over 36 hours. The week ahead looks very quiet even as snowstorm after snowstorm hits the western slopes, great news. Temperatures stay around seasonable normal for that time as well, figure 1 update. There now is a small chance of rain, snow around the 11th. We'll see. Figure 1 update. The 10-day graphical forecast from weatherunderground.com. End Thursday update. Forecast discussion. Winter Storm Watch. Issued, 1:24 p.m. December 31, 2022 National Weather Service. Winter Storm Watch in effect from late Sunday night through Monday evening. Asterisk what? Heavy snow possible. Total snow accumulations between 2 and 5 inches possible. Winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. Asterisk where? Portions of east central, north central, and northeast Colorado. Asterisk when? From late Sunday night through Monday evening. Asterisk impacts. Travel may become very difficult to impossible due to heavy snowfall on roadways. Plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact the Monday morning and evening commutes. Precautionary preparedness actions. Monitor the latest forecasts for updates on this situation. Blank, underscore, blank. We will see a high of around 50 Saturday, New Year's Eve, figure 1. New Year's midnight forecast. It will be around 31°F at the stroke of midnight. Skies will be mostly cloudy, winds will be light south or southwest winds and a negligible chance of precipitation. Then we turn our attention to the next storm system. This too is a not-so-cold Pacific front with lots of moisture. The current expected track of the low is really good for I-25 and foothills snow, figure 2. This last storm way overperformed, giving much of the front range south of Fort Collins 6 to 12 inches. This could happen again. Precipitation may start as rain again, lower chance than last time, Sunday late afternoon changing to snow that should last through Monday afternoon. Snowfall roundup. I'm giving Longmont to Broomfield 3 to 5 inches. The GFS gives this area paints 2 to 5 inches, figure 3. The Canadian gives this area 3 to 6 inches, figure 4. Weather 5280's Matt Macon predicts 2 to 5 inches, figure 5. Channel 7 News gives 2 to 4 inches, not shown. Channel 9, and the Euromodel, not shown, gives 3 to 5 inches. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. Figure 2. The 6-hour surface precipitation map for midday Monday from the GFS and Tropical Tidbits. Figure 3. The snowfall total through noon January 4 from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 4. The snowfall total through January 4 from the Canadian model and Tropical Tidbits. Figure 5. The snowfall total map created by Matt Macon, weather5280.com. The longer range forecast. We stay cool through the end of the week after this storm with a warm up to normal temperatures by Friday. Quiet weather is the story for the rest of the 10-day period.